In a Manhattan federal court yesterday, jurors heard that one defendant believed the U.S. Embassy bombing in Kenya cost too many civilian lives. Four men are on trial in New York for the 1988 embassy attacks in Kenya and Tanzania that killed 224 people. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
FBI Special Agent John Antisev questioned defendant Mohamed Sadiq O'Day over 12 days while O'Day was in custody in Nairobi. Antisev testified that O'Day admitted to being a sworn follower of Osama bin Laden, the Saudi exile who's accused of masterminding the embassy attacks. O'Day told Antisev he received extensive explosives training in Afghanistan and there, in 1992, joined bin Laden's group called Al-Qaeda. O'Day said he then went to Somalia to provide arms training for a Somali tribe. After Somalia, O'Day set up a fishing business in Kenya. Most of the profits were to go to bin Laden's organization. Antisev testified that O'Day professed ignorance about the 1998 embassy attacks, even while he was surrounded by evidence of an upcoming operation. O'Day told the FBI agent that about 4 months before the embassy bombings, he was told by Al-Qaeda's leader in Kenya that there was an emergency situation and he had to get ready to leave the country. The urgency escalated. 6 days before the attacks, O'Day was told by another Al-Qaeda member that, quote, something big was going to happen real soon. O'Day traveled to Nairobi, where he was given a razor and told to shave his beard so he could conceal his Muslim identity while traveling with fake documents. The FBI agent said O'Day told him the climate was urgent. He had never seen anything so urgent before. An Al-Qaeda leader told O'Day, quote, we are expecting a retaliation from the U.S. Navy. We're expecting their warplanes to start hitting us and missile attacks. According to O'Day, he himself asked no questions. 1 day before the embassy attacks, O'Day told the FBI he bought a Nike bag, got his shoes shined, and that night boarded a flight to Pakistan. There, authorities detected his fake documents and he was detained. The next morning, two nearly simultaneous bombs in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam killed 224 people and left thousands injured, the vast majority of them Africans. O'Day was sent back to Kenya for questioning. He told the FBI he didn't know the attacks were planned, and he said he blamed Al-Qaeda for, quote, making a big mistake. FBI agent Antisev testified O'Day didn't like the fact that so many civilians and Kenyans were killed. But at the same time, O'Day offered his opinion on how the blast could have been more efficient. He told the FBI the bomb truck should have backed up to the embassy to deliver its lethal payload. And the bombers themselves, he said, should have got into the building or died trying. He even offered the suggestion that explosives could have been smuggled into Kenya in boxes of lobsters. On cross-examination from O'Day's attorney, Anthony Rico, the FBI agent conceded that O'Day denied any involvement in the embassy attacks and was angry about the innocent lives lost. Rico also stressed that O'Day was held incommunicado for 12 days and was interviewed without a lawyer present. Speaking outside the courthouse yesterday, Rico said the government is basing its case against his client on guilt by association.
He's an interesting soldier. We've always taken the position that he is a soldier. But he's the type of man, as far as we know, who in battle would not shoot down women and children.
Today, the prosecution is expected to call former U.S. Ambassador to Kenya, Prudence Bushnell. Before the explosion, she had repeatedly requested security upgrades at the embassy. Bushnell was slightly injured in the attack. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.